今日嘅读经经文系记载喺约翰福音第一章第十六至十七节。
Today's sermon passage comes from John chapter 1 verses 16 to 17.
约翰福音第一章十六十七节，从他的丰富里，我们都领受了恩典，而且恩上加恩。律法是藉着摩西颁布的，恩典和真理却是由耶稣基督来的。
John 1:16-17. Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
请梁牧师。
感謝神的恩典。
Thank God for His grace.
我有亦都感到非常榮幸，能夠有機會喺聯合感恩崇拜裏邊成為神話語嘅出口，作一個嘅講員。
That I have the privilege and opportunity to speak here today, to be God's mouthpiece as I deliver His good news.
愿我哋喺一齐嘅时候，我哋听嘅同讲嘅，我哋都同喺圣灵里边受感动。
That we might be gathered together to listen and to speak under the guidance of the Spirit。
好似我哋今日嘅题目话，全心感恩，并且因上加恩。
To give thanks wholeheartedly and to deliver grace upon grace。
其实恩系点样解释嘅咧
？So what is grace？
喺中文里边，恩我哋或者叫做恩典。
In Chinese, we see it as grace or grand grace.
喺今日我往下讲道里边引用到嘅中文圣经有关恩或者恩典。
So as we read from the Chinese Revised Standard Version, it relates to grace or favor.
其实喺英文圣经嘅译本里边都用上两个唔同嘅英文字。
And in the English NIV translation, it uses two different English words.
一个就是 grace， 一个就是 favor。
One is yun and the other is yun din。
Yep. Good. 若果以中文解释恩，总括嚟到讲，
If we kind of explain grace in Chinese, in Cantonese,
可以话系好处。或者是福气的意思。
It can be understood to be a benefit or a blessing.
因为施恩俾人嗰个就是付出好处。
Because the giver of grace gives benefits.
如果你接受恩典，恩嗰个就是得到好处。
And the receiver of grace receives these benefits.
正如刚才你读的约翰福音第一章十六节中文圣经里面讲到恩上加恩。
And as we read from John 1:16 before, grace in place of grace already received.
英文就是说 one blessing after another， 即是说福气一个接一个。
And the English NIV translation says 恩上加恩， which means grace upon grace.
我们全心感恩，感谢神给我们各样的好处。
We give thanks wholeheartedly that God continually gives us each of us his blessings and his gifts.
神俾到我哋乜嘢嘅好处咧？乜嘢嘅恩咧
？So what benefits has God given us? What grace?
起码今日我要提出四个，让我哋嚟思想一下。
There'll be four verses from the Bible to help us think about this.
啊，第一个就系讲到藉着我哋相信得着拯救嘅恩。
Oh, sorry, I've got to correct myself. Four points to help us understand that. And the first one is saved by faith through grace.
如果你睇以弗所书第二章第八到第九节，
we'll first look at Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 to 9.
佢话你们得救是本乎恩，
for it is by grace you have been saved，
也因着信，
through faith，
不是出于自己,
and this is not from yourselves,
是神所赐的,
it is the gift of God.
你们得救是本乎恩,
we are saved through grace.
如果你再看提多书第二章十一节,
Titus 2:11,
他说因为神救众人的恩典,
for the grace of God has appeared,
已经显明出来,
that offers salvation to all people.
神救众人的恩典显明出来,
we can see the grace that saves all people.
再看罗马书第三章23到24节,
Romans 3 verse 23 to
24, 他说因为世人都犯了罪,
for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God,
亏缺了神的荣耀, 如今, yep, 却蒙神的恩典, 藉着在耶稣基督里的救赎, 就白白得称义,
and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
全心感恩,
give thanks wholeheartedly.
在今天我们感恩崇拜的时候,
especially in today's worship service, 让我们一同感谢神, we can come together and thank God.
因为神真的爱我们,
because God truly loves us.
甚至将他独一的儿子献给我们, 赐给我们,
to the point where he sent his one and only son,
叫一切信他的,
to die for us so that all who believe in him,
不至灭亡,
will not perish,
反得永生,
but have eternal
life. 所以在全心感恩里面,
so in our worship, let us earnestly thank Jesus.
我们一同感谢我们的耶稣,
yeah, together.
因为我们的耶稣本有神的形象,
because he who being very nature God,
为了救赎世人的缘故,
did not consider equality with God something to be used,
他不坚持自己与神同等, 反倒虚己, 取了奴仆的形象,
rather he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant,
成为人的样式, 并且谦卑自己,
being made in human likeness,
全心信服, 以至于死, 且死在十字架上,
and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross,
成为我和你的救主,
and that became both mine and your saviour.
这个是第一个的恩,
as the first,
第二个就是讲到我们怎样得保守、得医治、蒙赐福那个的恩,
this second part talks about favor that protects and favor that heals.
我引几个圣经的例子给我们看看。第一个就是讲到挪亚他怎样蒙恩。
So the first part from the Bible talks about Noah's favor.
你看到创世纪第六章第八节。
In Genesis 6 verse
8. 只有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。
But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
挪亚怎样在神的面前蒙恩呢?
What does it mean for Noah to have found favor in the eyes of the Lord?
如果你从创世纪第六章第八节一路睇落去，就会知道。
And we can discover this from reading onward from Genesis 6:8.
挪亚是一个义人。
We know that Noah is a righteous man.
但当时地上里边嘅人充满暴力，罪大恶极。
The people at the time, they were filled with violence.
终日心里边所想嘅都系恶嘅事。
And their minds were filled with wicked things.
所以神要话要 把人和这个地一起毁灭,
and the Lord declared that both mankind and creation deserved destruction.
并且用洪水泛滥在地上,
so he sent a flood that consumed the earth.
神吩咐挪亚，你做一只方舟,
but God saved Noah by commanding him to build an ark.
好得你能够保存性命,
to save him.
这个就是神给挪亚的好处。
And that's how God showed favor to Noah.
是神怎样保守挪亚和他一家,
by saving him and his family.
只有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。
In that case, only Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
你看再看下去诗篇第30篇,
in Psalm 30,
这个就是大卫的一个感恩的祈祷,
is David's prayer of thanksgiving.
整篇都是感恩的祷告。
The whole chapter is about thanking the Lord.
不过你看第七节,
but we're going to focus on verse 7.
耶和华你曾施恩,使我稳固如山。
Lord, when you favored me, you made my royal mountain stand firm.
你转念不顾,我就惊惶。
But when you hid your face, I was dismayed.
整节经文里面就讲到神点样保守佢，施恩俾过佢。
This particular psalm discusses how God kept David safe.
大卫嗰个感受就系稳固如山。
That by the Lord's favor toward him, David felt firm and secure.
相反嚟到讲，大卫佢话若果神一转念不顾嘅时候，
this is contrasted with David's great dismay and despair when the Lord hid his face.
佢就惊惶，佢就害怕。
He was scared and afraid.
因此佢祈祷要感恩，感谢神俾佢嘅一切嘅好处。
And hence why David prays a prayer of thanksgiving for all the Lord had given him.
转到新约，你睇到路加福音。
Let's go to the New Testament in Luke.
17:11-19.
Chapter 17:11-19.
嗰度记载到耶稣医治咗十个长大麻风嘅人。
This is where Jesus has healed 10 men with leprosy.
经文讲到耶稣入往耶路撒冷去。
And the passage talks about when Jesus goes towards Jerusalem.
佢经过撒玛利亚同埋加利利中间嘅地方。
He travels along the border of Samaria and Galilee.
佢进入一个村里边。
And he went into a village.
有十个麻风嘅人迎面而来。
And 10 men with leprosy came to meet him.
远远嘅站着高声说。
They stood a distance and called out,
耶稣老师可怜我们吧。
Jesus, Master, have pity on us.
患麻风病的人求耶稣医治。
And they begged for his healing.
耶稣看见就对他们说。
And when Jesus saw them, he said,
你们去，把你们的身体给祭司来到检查。
Go show yourselves to the priests.
他们正去的时候，就洁净了。
And as they went, they were cleansed.
路加福音第十七章十五十六节。
Chapter 17, verse 15 to 16 of Luke.
佢话其中见一个人，其中有一个见自己嘅身体好翻啦。
One of them, when he saw he was healed,
佢就回来大声归荣耀给神。
Came back praising God in a loud voice.
并且俯伏喺耶稣嘅脚前感谢佢。
And he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him.
呢个系撒玛利亚人。
And he was a Samaritan.
这个撒玛利亚人得着医治。
This Samaritan received healing.
他回到来耶稣面前归荣耀给神，也都俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢耶稣。
Not only did he come back to Jesus, he praised him in a loud voice.
可以说这个真真是全心感恩的一个行动。
And this is a great example of wholehearted thanksgiving.
你跟着你看到第十七节。
Let's look at 17, verse 17.
耶稣回答说，
Jesus asked,
佢洁净咗唔系十个人吗
？We're not all ten cleansed。
嗱，嗰九个去咗边度啊
？Where are the other nine？
其实除咗指出嗰九个嗰种唔应该之外
，So aside from pointing out the wrongdoings of the other nine ex-lepers，
其实今日亦都只提醒着我哋。
This also serves as a heedy reminder for us。
我哋唔好忘记神赐俾我哋嘅厚恩。
Of God's grace and the blessings that He's given。
佢俾我哋嘅好处。
His benefits for us.
佢俾我哋嘅保守。
His protection.
佢俾我哋嘅医治。
And his healing.
不要忘恩。
Should not forget that.
第三，我哋睇到神俾我哋乜嘢嘅恩嘅咧？啊，或者我哋要可以睇到另外一个嚟到睇到神俾我哋嘅好处。
What?Other things of grace can we see from God?
就睇到嗱，美國嘅感恩節其實係點嚟嘅咧
？So we'll look at the origins of Thanksgiving in America.
每年十一月。
Every year in November.
可以叫美國人叫做感恩月。
Which Americans commonly refer to as Thanksgiving month.
因為美國每年第四個星期四。
Every year on the fourth Thursday of November.
今年應該係十一月二十二日。
This year being November
22nd, 他们定了做感恩节
is known as Thanksgiving Day,
是公众假期
and is a public holiday.
这个是美国全国性的节日
It's a nationwide holiday, a nationwide celebration.
是为了纪念当年是1620年
And it's a celebration to commemorate events in the year of 1620.
一群的清教徒
We're a group of Puritan Christians.
因为他们要逃避当时因信仰带给他们的迫害。
In escaping persecution.
因此他们要离开，他们要离乡别井，从英国，他们坐一只船叫做五月花号。
fled their homes and boarded a ship called the Mayflower from England.
然后渡过大西洋去到北美嘅地方定居。
And sailed across the Atlantic Ocean and settled in North America.
当然系冬天嗰时候里边饥寒交迫。
And in the winter of the same year, they faced famine and freezing cold.
好多人因为咁嘅缘故忍唔住就死亡啦。
Leading to many to die as a result.
好多能够到去，因此就去到美国波士顿一个嘅小镇。
Arriving in a small desolate town in Boston.
当时里边系非常嘅荒凉。
A desolate town in Boston.
但系佢哋得到当地里边嘅印第安人嘅帮助。
They received help from Native Americans.
教佢哋耕种。
He taught them how to farm.
以至慢慢佢哋嘅土地里边有出产，甚至丰收。
And to use the land and to reap produce.
于是嗰班嘅逃难嗰啲嘅出嚟嘅清教徒，佢哋要感谢神。
This led to the pilgrims or the Puritan Christians to really want to thank God.
慢慢就演变成为每年嘅感恩节。
And this became an annual occurrence and into tradition.
其实喺1863年嘅时候。
And in 1863,
当时嘅美国总统林肯已经宣布每年11月最后嗰个星期日系感恩节嘅。
Then President Abraham Lincoln already declared that the last Thursday of each November to be Thanksgiving Day.
后来经过几次嘅改动。
After a few changes.
不过到最后喺1941年，美国国会议决。
They settled on a decision in 1941 at an American National Conference.
每年喺11月第四个嘅星期四。
That the fourth Thursday of every November.
就成为咗美国嘅感恩节。
Will become America's Thanksgiving Day.
美国有呢个感恩节。他们要感谢神的赐福与保守，给他们各方面的好处。
And they have this to remember to thank God for the protection that God had given to them.
所以让我们知道这个第二个神的恩。
And so we remember this second part of God.
第三，我们怎样，神的恩是怎样的呢？
What's the third part of God's grace for us?
我们得着能力，能够面对困难。呢个系神嘅恩嚟嘅噃。
Being able to persevere through hardships by grace。
哥林多后书第十二章第九节。
2 Corinthians 12:9。
我只系引呢节经文读俾你听下。他对我说：我的恩典是够你用的，因为我的能力是在人嘅软弱上显得完全。
But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
其实在这节经，
Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.
其实在这节经文的前文里面是讲什么的呢？
So what's the context of this passage?
其实讲到保罗有一根刺在他身里面。
Now it discusses how Paul has a thorn in his side.
他很难受。
And it caused him great suffering.
感到非常的痛苦。
And brought him great pain.
因此保罗曾经三次求主使到啲根刺离开佢嘅身体。
And that led to Paul pleading to the Lord three times that the thorn might be taken away from him.
不过主耶稣即系对保罗讲咩说话咧
？And what did the Lord say to Paul?
佢话我嘅恩典够你用的，因为我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
He says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness."
一路求里边嗰个刺冇离开佢嘅身体。
And yet the thorn never left Paul's body.
但是主耶稣说他的恩典成为了力量。
But it's by God's power in his grace.
你就可以面对困难。
That Paul can face and overcome his
hardships. 甚至可以解决困难。
And even eliminate these hardships.
我相信美国的感恩节。
I believe that America's Thanksgiving.
早期的清教徒。
The early Puritans.
他们要感恩。
They had to be thankful.
不但只是为了他们能够丰收，以致有很多的得着。
Not just because of the reaping of the harvests.
我很相信他们要感恩，他们就因为他们得着了能力。
That they were given the strength.
在新的环境里面。
To face hardships in a new environment.
他们能够面对困难。
and to overcome these hardships.
唔懂耕种嘅时候，佢哋都学懂；唔识得点样打猎，佢哋都识得打猎。
Not knowing how to farm, they learned how to farm, and not knowing how to hunt, they learned how to hunt.
各位弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我喺呢刻真系喺面对一个困难或者一个困境当中。
I encourage you all in times of suffering.
巴不得我哋真系求神施恩。
To pray and plead to God for Him to show you His grace.
我哋有足够嘅能力。
So that we have the power.
好能够面对困难。
To face our difficulties and hardships.
我好相信在一路学习面对困难嘅过程当中。
Because in doing so.
我哋一定会体会到神嘅看顾。佢俾我哋嘅恩惠。
We can experience God's grace and His protection and His favor at its fullest.
呢个系第三。
That's the.
第四系乜嘢咧
？What's number four?
第四嘅恩系乜嘢咧
？It's this fourth part of grace.
因为恩上要加恩。
Because grace must be delivered upon grace already.
我哋藉着耶稣，明白真理里边嘅恩。
By His grace, Jesus guides us to the truth.
剛才我們讀的《約翰福音》第一章
Previously we read John 1:17.
和修本中文是這樣說的，他律法是藉著摩西頒布的，恩典和真理卻是由耶穌基督來的。
For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
約翰福音第14章第6節
John 14:6.
耶穌對他們說，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me.
刚才读的两节经文里面都有真理。
Both these verses talk about truth.
讲到真理里面都与耶稣有关。
And it links to Jesus.
真理是由耶稣来。
The truth comes through Jesus and is Jesus.
耶稣说我就是真理。
Jesus himself says, I am the truth.
本来真理这个词语是一个非常抽象的词语。
Well, truth is quite an abstract word.
怎样将耶稣怎样将它具体的能够表明出来呢？
So how does Jesus represent and show truth?
很多人说，
Lots of people say,
我们每一个人有出生的日期。
Everyone has a birthday.
我亦都有死亡的一日。
And everyone has a death day.
他说这个是事实，这个都是真理。
This is both factual and true.
即是说这个是不会变的了。
Something that won't change.
我们来到看看耶稣。
But let's look at Jesus.
特别在地上的时候。
Especially when he was walking the earth.
他有出生日期。
He had a birthday, Christmas.
我们就是说圣诞节。但是他也有死亡那天。
And he also had a death day.
我们叫做受难节，是吗？
Good Friday.
人生人死，这个是一个真理。
People live and people die. That's true.
但是原来受难节之后，
yet after Good Friday,
有复活节，
is Easter Sunday.
原来就是纪念到耶稣从死亡里面复活过来。
It's a day to commemorate and celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
复活过来不有生命。
That in his resurrection there is life.
所以耶稣说我是生命。
And that's why Jesus says, I am the life.
他要告诉你知道，他打破了人认定的真理。
His resurrection shatters all human truth before that.
不单止他的生命是带着那份的荣耀。
And in his life, in his new life, he brings glory.
十一次。
10 days ago.
虽然我都仍然在香港。
Even though I was in Hong Kong.
但我仍然为以前我在 Cochrane 的教会里面的老弟兄写了一个生平史略。
I was writing a kind of life story for a brother from my church in Cogra.
他在十月初他主怀安息了。
In early November, he went away to be with the Lord.
不知道是不是这位老弟兄他生前里面做了吩咐。
And I'm not sure if he asked his family to do it when he was still alive.
他的家人特别为他举行感恩聚会。
But they held a thanksgiving gathering in his death.
我可以告诉你知道在环教会里面是比较少的。
And I can tell you that in Chinese churches this is quite uncommon.
人死了还是感恩聚会。
People die and we give thanks.
不过如果 你明白耶稣是真理的话。
But if we can truly understand that Jesus is the truth.
你就可以在真理里面见到那个的恩。
Then in that truth and in Jesus we can see life.
你在真理里面见到那个的生命。
And in that truth we can also see his grace.
你自然就可以在安息主怀的时候来到感恩。
And then we can gratefully welcome the day where we are with Jesus.
因为只不过是等待着复活。
Because we're waiting for the resurrection.
等待着我有一个不朽坏的身体。
Waiting for an eternal body.
最后。
Lastly.
我们全心感恩。
We give thanks wholeheartedly.
因为啊，我仿佛今年里边恩上加恩。
Because we want to deliver grace upon grace.
在我们恩上加恩的时候。
And when we're doing that.
让我们不要只是专注在今天我这里写住的在第二点那里。
Let's not just focus on point two.
不是只知道今生各样的好处。
Don't only remember the things of this life, the good things of this life.
我们时时刻记住得救是本乎恩。
But remember that we receive salvation.Through grace.
我们感恩的时候看重我们第一个我们今天里面的第一个的恩
and heavily remind that, be reminded of that first point
一心感恩
to give thanks wholeheartedly
全心感恩我们如果在困难当中的时候
and when we're in times of difficulty and hardship
我们更加要求恩
that's when we should ask God for grace
给我们力量
To give us strength
去面对困难
to face these difficulties.
巴不得我们在恩上加恩的时候我们更加能够力上加力为主来作工
And when we're delivering grace upon grace give all our efforts to God do it all for God
Amen
Amen